Spencer Chase from the 86 National FFA Convention talking with the 2013 Diversified Agricultural Production Entrepreneurship Placement Proficiency winner, Thomas Glasscock from Pilot Point, the FFA chapter out of the state of Texas. Thomas, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Well, what does it feel like to be elevated to the level of being a national proficiency winner?
Yesterday when they said there was over 600,000 individuals that got this award or that we competed against, being one of the 49 out of that number is something pretty special to me, and it shows my hard work's paid off, and I really appreciate getting this award.
And what can you tell us about the enterprise that you had that allowed you to win the award?
My SAE consists of 109 registered Red Angus females, cattle, and a 310 acres of forage for production.
And what are some skills that you have gained throughout the course of your enterprise? I mean, what are some things you can do now that you would have never dreamed about on day one?
Can you ask that again?
Yep, no problem. What are some skills that you've gained throughout your enterprise? I mean, what are some things that you can do now that you would have never dreamed about being able to accomplish on day one?
The ability to talk to anybody. I think that's pretty special, and I've gathered through my sales and my cattle and through the selling of the hay and the forage there. Being able to communicate with people and leave a good reputation, it can get you, can make you go real far in life, and that's something, like I said, I'm very, very, very appreciative for, having that ability to talk to people and work hard.
And what about some skills that you maybe gained in FFA outside of your enterprise? Some things you've gained through leadership conferences or other CDEs. What are some things you really are taking home from your time within FFA?
I guess the biggest thing there again is having the leadership ability, being able to take the lead of something and have a good name for yourself. And again, to repeat myself, meeting people, being able to make that connection with the future, because we are the future, and being able to connect with industry leaders, and that'll help you in the rest of your life. And that's just in my SAE and in from FFA, that's one thing that I'm very appreciative for.
And just looking at your future, college career-wise, where are you at now? Where would you like to go? And how do you think your time spent within this enterprise will help you?
I'm currently attending Tarleton State University in Stephenville, Texas. I plan to get my bachelor's and master's there in animal science, specializing in beef cattle production. And I'd also would like to attend the TCU Ranch Management Program to further specialize my knowledge with the beef industry. My ultimate career goal would be to be an auctioneer and sales consultant and also an advocate for the Red Angus industry.
Well, and elevating to the level of being a national proficiency winner, I imagine, takes a lot of help, a lot of hard work from you and others. Is there anyone you'd like to thank at this time for their help throughout this process?
I definitely would like to thank my mom and dad. My mom and dad are both my, I'm lucky enough that they're both my ag teachers as well. And I guess one big thanks would be my grandpa. I'm a third generation FFA member, and he's always pushed me to do my best and continue what shoot for my dreams. And I'm glad he's still around, and glad he's still here to push me. So
that's Thomas Glasscock from the Pilot Point FFA chapter out of the state of Texas, the 2013 Diversified Agricultural Production Entrepreneurship Placement winner. Thomas, congratulations.
Thank you again.
This award is sponsored by the National FFA Foundation. From the A6 National FFA Convention, I'm Spencer Chase.